You're here with the Ancestral Doula. Today, we're going to speak on emotional energy. Emotional and mental energy are just as important as physical energy when it comes to your personal happiness, if not more. While your body can be in perfect working order, your heart and mind can be completely exhausted and cause you to feel drained and depressed. What exactly is emotional energy? Emotional energy is the 70% of energy that does not come from diet and physical exuberance. That's right, only 30% of your overall energy level has to do with physical condition. Although that is quite a bit and good physical health is important, there is a lot more to it. Many people who are in poor physical health manage very well with their lives because they have the emotional resilience to deal with it. So the benefits of high emotional energy. Number one, you will feel more inspired with your life and everything in it. You will look forward to the next day and you appreciate what happened today. Number two, you will be more positive and optimistic than most around you, unless you have really, good friends. You may notice a change in your point of view on certain things, or even your political opinions. Number three, you will be able to focus and concentrate more easily on things that are important to you. Your mind won't constantly drift away or worry about tomorrow or other issues that may cause you stress. Number four, you will feel more love for everyone and everything around you. You may forgive more easily. You'll do something special for those you care about. Anything, you name it. Number five, emotional energy is the core of intention manifestation. If you have little emotional energy, you won't see good results with intention manifestation, or things could just manifest that have no relation to your wants or desires, which could lead you to believe that you'll never get anything you really want. So, what are some related terms associated with emotional energy? Generating emotional energy through sheer willpower is definitely possible. It can be difficult at times. However, when you are depressed and you lack motivation in your life, you may fail to see the point of it all, or you will dismiss it with pessimism, thwarting your own efforts in your mind before you even begin. The most important thing here is to be gentle and understanding with yourself. Don't get frustrated if everything doesn't change overnight. And I'm sure they won't, because whatever situation that you're in didn't happen overnight. However, it just might. So let's talk about psychological versus physical energy. Physical energy can be a great thing for helping us accomplish our goals, but nothing quite compares to powerful psychological energy. The more powerful and intense the psychological energy in association to a thought or goal, the more chance that goal has to be completed. So, how to generate emotional energy? First of all, there are an unlimited number of ways to generate emotional energy. Things that generate emotional energy are the things that are congruent with your natural self. Things you like, your hobbies, things that just that makes who you are. Doing things that progress us towards our wants and needs give us emotional energy. So calm yourself. It is essential to begin in the calmest state of mind that you can, so that you may effectively de-stress yourself and focus on your mind, or focus your mind. When you begin to clear your head of all distracting thoughts, there will be things that pop up that make you worried or scared. You may wonder, why are you wasting your time when you should be doing something productive? Ignore these feelings if they come. Meditation. If you need help meditating, I recommend that you look up YouTube videos or read books on how to meditate. You should also practice your breathing techniques. Breathing properly plays a lot with how quickly we can calm ourselves. If we're breathing properly, we can calm down, calm our minds very easily. So plan an awesome event with you alone or with you and people you love. Set a date, make a plan to save money, whatever you have to do. Here are some ideas. You could plan a road trip, plan a vacation, decide to see your favorite band or comedian, see a place you've always wanted to see. Also, laughter. Laughter is one of the key ways to generate positive emotional energy. Seek out those who make you laugh the most and be around them. Watch or read things that make you laugh every time. Add variety in your life. Living a routine life is a sure way to get bored, depressed, and unmotivated. Make a point to change your life all the time. Make a point to better your life, broaden your horizons, and have a new experience, and you will be happier for it. Intention, manifestation. We spoke on this. The method I described for intention manifestations is one way you can find your sources of emotional energy. That's why it's such a great thing to practice every day. You not only manifest your desires, but you generate a passion and hunger for life, which is what emotional energy actually is. Spend time doing something you love. If you like writing, but you haven't had time lately, try doing that for 20 minutes. If you have a new book you haven't started on, take it to the bath with you. Work on a project. Work on a side project apart from your career or things you have to do. If you do not yet have a project to put effort into, then put effort into creating one. When creating a side project, such as starting your own business, writing a book, learning a new skill, or taking up a new hobby, make sure you stay in line with what you truly want. Don't start a business unless your idea stirs up emotions and excitement within you. Otherwise, you may make a mistake and end up draining yourself of emotional energy. So some of the things that drain your emotional energy, mental energy, of course, it's certain people. So certain people who demand too much energy, too much from you. Whenever you are around this person, you feel your positivity being drained every time. This person or people are overly suspicious, pessimistic, negative, and shoot you down anytime you reveal privileged information to them. You spend a lot of time worrying about them or feeling wounded from their reactions. Depending on your instincts, you can either cut these people out of your life or try to strengthen yourself to their attacks and possibly even reverse them. Perhaps you can make a positive impact on them that they will adopt some of your tendencies. You never know, but keep in mind that it's up to you. If you want to spend the time and energy trying to help and care for that person. Inexperience. This may seem like a contradiction to me saying that learning new things give you more emotional energy. The initial stage of frustration is almost always present, but it can be avoided. You can tweak your state of mind so that it isn't. The best thing to do is to learn as much as possible and focus entirely on learning and not on what you don't know. Otherwise, you will stress out more easily. Remember, be understanding and gentle with yourself. Learning sometimes takes time, and sometimes it comes easily. Either way, you are doing something that is very good for yourself. No matter how long it may take, patience with yourself is key here. Let's talk about impossibility. If you are undertaking a task that you believe is impossible or is giving little or no results, then it will drain your emotional energy. You know what you want, but that goal isn't crystal clear. You don't believe that it's actually possible yet, and you should take a step back and re-visualize your goals. Let's talk about insecurity. Insecurity is one of the biggest leeches of our positive emotional energy. You don't know if you are on the right path in your life because, one, you don't know what you want. Two, you aren't sure who you are. Three, you don't know what your life is going to be like. Four, you are split in many different areas of your life. Five, people are pulling you into directions that may not be what you really want. And lastly, you are afraid of being judged by other people, such as your parents and your peers. Insecurity is a terrible thing. It's terrible to have to deal with on a regular basis. There are a lot of different solutions and a lot of different scenarios to deal with. Let's speak about complexity. Using complexity is totally unnecessary. If you are feeling overwhelmed by a problem or something seems out of your comprehension, you are probably overcomplicating it in your own mind. The solution is to try to think about the problem in a more simple, basic way. Just make it simple. Keep it simple, and it'll take you a long way. I hope you guys enjoyed our conversation on emotional energy, and we'll be talking again soon. Peace.